on Audio, the podcast for writers and all who are interested in books, literature, and the printed word. Write on Audio is the weekly companion podcast of Write On magazine and the Write On suite of publications from Pen to Print. Subscribe by searching Pen to Print in your favourite podcast app to have new editions delivered to you each week. This is a Write On Audio showcase. Our April showcase is selected and introduced by Hannah Rooney, a student in the second year of her creative writing course at the University of Sunderland. As Hannah explains, the overarching theme of this showcase is one of optimism. The readers in this showcase are Sally Walker-Taylor and Chris Gregory. Here's Hannah to introduce her selections.
Hello everyone, I'm Hannah Rooney, a second year creative writing student and the editor of the first two digital showcases this month at Write On Extra. I've absolutely loved reading the various different pieces on the new Write On theme of overcoming, and I'm delighted to introduce you to some of the amazing pieces that I've chosen for this audio showcase. The pieces that I've chosen, despite their range of different topics and genres, are connected through the feelings of optimism that they inspire. As we continue to progress through 2024, I hope you'll find these pieces give you a little bit of a boost whilst also expanding your perspective of overcoming. Hopefully they'll encourage you to partake in your own journey of overcoming or inspire you to help someone else with theirs. I'd like to begin the showcase with a poem from Gloria Maloney called Anxious Minds. The poem manages to perfectly demonstrate the importance that nature can have for our mental health. I think it's extremely fitting as April is very much connected to nature. April brings with it the budding of spring, and alongside this, Earth Day is celebrated on the 22nd. Additionally, April is National Stress Awareness Month, and all of these different parts of April perfectly align with this opening piece, Anxious Minds.
Taut nerves strung on anxious bones. She leaves the chattering multitude looking for solitude. Nature takes her hand, guides her into the walled garden. Effervescent violet crocuses, welcoming yellow-bonneted daffodils, greet her like a long-lost friend. Worry lines fall from her brow as a smile takes hold of her soul. Sun-brushed, blushing pink lipstick camellias hug the garden walls. Nature lays a shawl of serenity across her shoulders as she settles on a bench, serenaded by a cappella birdsong. Quiet, calming thoughts enter her mind. Breathes in the garden's tranquility as nature intended.
Now, moving on to a very different genre, I'd like to introduce you to an excerpt from Parahumanity, a science fiction dystopia by Hannah Hoare. Parahumanity follows the story of a girl coming to terms with a new, strange society she has entered into and from which she has been away from for a long time. I was compelled by the skilled blend of emotions in Hoare's writing, where the idea of overcoming and hope is peppered with subtle hints of darkness.
Bad now, better soon, Father tries in his rasping, thick-tongued voice. He leans his cheek against your hair, his scent thick, breath warm. You uncurl. Gently he takes the journal from your hands and holds it before you, turns its pages, his thick fingers impossibly gentle. We're gonna get you off the island, Rorg says. We have lots of time. Years and years. Father stops turning pages. The spread he lands on has been decorated with pictures. Around the edge of the strange text are tiny, beautiful flowers, leaves, little birds. Father's big, rough hand covers yours, and he moves it to trace the design. So intricate, so otherworldly. Years and years. Have to keep going, girl. Have to keep going.
Next, we have a powerful excerpt from one of the stories from In the Footsteps of Walker Woman, edited by Helm Aitchison and published by Write On the Tyne. This book is filled with the stories of several women from Walker in northeast England. I started reading this book back on International Women's Day, and I think it's incredibly important that we continue to amplify the voices of women and share their stories. I hope you enjoy this excerpt from Christine Allen's story, Vitalite Nights, which emphasises the power of being united.
Women's roles have also changed over the years, even in my time. Women seem to be more empowered, and it's a great thing. I hope as my daughter gets older, this continues and that future generations of women have more choices, breaking out of gender stereotypes. I hope women have continued opportunity and there aren't the expectations of being a housewife, cleaning and cooking, or being a mother and having no other identity. There has to be a chance, opportunity, and equality. I felt this in my adulthood, compared to my mother, for example, and I hope my daughter feels it more as the years pass. The community here in Walker is good, and I have neighbours who I know would help if I needed them, and likewise, I would offer them support back. We're all perhaps more reserved and less friendly than in the past, when doors were left open and everyone knew each other and their business. Reluctance, fear, or just being too busy with our own lives, I'm not sure. Some people on your street you will never say more than a hello to, but as long as there are some close people and that sense of community, because it does matter. Pottery Bank Community Centre is a big part of that sense of community in the area. It's something that provides support, activities and advice for all ages and for every family, regardless. We attend the well-being groups with my friends and family. It's also nice that I have something for me as an individual where I can be Christine. I've met new people, made friends and learnt new skills. We've done crafts and exercise such as chair yoga. We have a good laugh, and sometimes we just come and you don't have to say a word. You can sit and get involved with an activity, or you can just sit and be. Everyone is accepted, and it feels like a comfy pair of slippers.
I'd now like to share something that I've written. I wrote Heckler during a workshop with a member of the Write On team at university. I like to explore the idea of being your true self throughout my writing and not letting criticism shape your perception of yourself.
Mr. Heckler, I am writing on behalf of the heckled, demanding compensation for impertinence at the hands of your rolling pin. Admirer of the sharp, sir, you did besmirch all flatness. Mr. Heckler, slanderer of the G-flat, we write to ask, can a woman not be low? Visage of subtlety shown, performance resigned to flatbread on paper plates. Now you want us to be bold, irate, exaggerate? Mr. Heckler, you say we are not full, sir, but fools, talentless and flat. Shoes from pirouettes and uniform old estates. Flats wonder, do you want us to be voluminous? Shall we demonstrate? No, we'll do us. Sell out ballet halls? We do. Stand strong, tastily daring, you heckle. Go on. Say my makeup sucks. I'll tell you it's genetic. DNA. Twisted ladders of me you'll just have to climb someday. We dare you, Mr. Heckler, us from the top of the ladder.
Closing the Showcase is a piece that I've extracted from Recovery Voices, an extremely moving book edited by Helen Aitchison in collaboration with Recovery Connections and published by Write On The Tyne. Recovery Voices shares the writing of people who have struggled with addiction, particularly in Northeast England. The book helps demonstrate the power that writing can have in the overcoming process. I've chosen a poem from Thomas Dale, which explores perseverance in the midst of struggle.
Not a flash car or a fancy home, I give you recovery. It is a seed encased in moist earth. It promises hope like the delicate flutter of a butterfly. Here, Its path will have you on the verge of despair, like a forsaken beacon on a turbulent night. It will make you crave the erroneous security of your vice, solace in the intimate alliance once forged. I am only being honest, not a false dream or fool's gold. I give you recovery. Its flickering flame will guide your way, blazing and bright as a phoenix re-risen from the smouldering ash. Take it. It's a gift that cannot be given, at most inspired. Yours now. A burden to carry, I truthfully know. It'll lighten, I'm sure, as you strengthen and grow, like the stubborn clutches of darkness with the ensuing dawn. Infectious. Its change will guide others, lead them to life.
Thank you for listening to this short kiss.
Thank you to Hannah Rooney from the University of Sunderland for selecting and introducing this showcase. As usual, we'll post links and details of the pieces you heard in the show notes of this podcast. We're always delighted to read your contributions, so if you'd like to see your words in Write On or hear them on this podcast, please get in touch. We'll share this link and all others mentioned in today's podcast as part of our show notes. I've been Tiffany Clare, and you've been listening to Write On Audio. Write On Audio is produced by Chris Gregory, and it's an alternative stories production for Pen to Print. This podcast is supported using public funding by Arts Council England.